This message comes from Legal Talk sponsor, Choice New York Risk Management.
There are a handful of budget items your building can really control, and a few with payment options. Choice New York Risk Management delivers an insurance financing solution that can help balance out your cash flow. At Choice New York, your home is our priority. Visit choicenewyork.com for more info.
This is Legal Talk, a conversation about governance issues that New York's co-op and condo boards are tackling today. In today's conversation, Carol Ott, that's me, interviews Stephen Slatkis, a partner at the law firm Schwartz, Slatkis, Riesch, Greenberg, and Atlas. Many co-ops and condos allow pets in their buildings, some only if they are emotional support animals. Regardless, sometimes these pets don't make good neighbors, like a dog that incessantly barks. Stephen, you've helped a co-op board deal with a barking dog problem. Can you tell us what happened?
I've helped many co-op boards deal with dog problems, unfortunately, over the years. Most of the boards that I represent really try to work out the problem in an amicable way. If there are complaints being made by next door neighbors, side to side or above or below, the board does usually realize that they have a fiduciary duty to all shareholders to make sure they can peaceably enjoy their apartments. So when a dog is barking and it's bothering the use and occupancy of the people next door, the board should get involved. But instead of going nuclear immediately, many boards that I represent want to take a more conciliatory approach, to write a friendly letter at first to say, look, the board has received complaints about your barking dog. Please do your best to keep your dog under control and be aware of the problem. A lot of times that works, but a lot of times it doesn't work. But to answer your question, dealing with it first in a friendly, neighborly way really does work a lot of the time without getting contentious first.
I'm going to assume that if I had the dog that was barking and I got a letter saying your barking dog is bothering my neighbors, there's nothing I can think of short of muzzling my dog to stop the dog from barking. That may be the gist of that dog. So I understand the board has written a very nice letter. Your dog's bothering the neighbors, which I assume then they're saying, so do something.
Look, there are, believe it or not, Carol, things that can be done. If I got a letter like that for my barking dog, and I have a dog, I would think to myself, I've been told my dog has separation anxiety when I leave. So maybe that's why she barks. So I could board her or put her somewhere where there are other doggies or people during the day. So you're not, you know, your dog isn't disturbing people during the day. There's also, I hate to say this, there's doggy Xanax that people do give their dogs. I don't personally believe in that, but people do that. But there are also training facilities for dogs that can help socialize and get dogs to stop barking, behavioral therapists, for lack of a better way of saying it, that really can work with dogs to control a barking problem. So there are things you can do if you're unfortunately receiving a letter from your board to take care of your barking dog.
So let's say I have received the letter and maybe I've tried something, maybe I haven't, but the dog still is barking.
Then it's going to become a problem because if the complaints keep coming in from the neighbors, the board may decide to press it further and say, we're not going to go nuclear yet, but show us some proof that you're doing something affirmatively, something to give us warm and fuzzies that you're dealing with this. If you're not, then the next thing that might come down the pike, certainly in a co-op, is the shareholder with the barking dog will receive a notice of default under the proprietary lease.
Explain to me what nuclear means.
To me, nuclear essentially means if a board says, just go after them. You can't always do that. You want to look reasonable. Nuclear is very subjective, but I think nuclear is sending somebody a notice to say, if you don't cure this situation within 30 days, which is the typical time frame for a nuisance under a proprietary lease, the board will seek to terminate your lease. And I consider that to be pretty nuclear.
So the board now has requested the owner of the barking dog to do something, and the situation is not getting resolved. There are two constituencies here. There is the owner of the dog, and then there are the other people who are bothered by the dog. Who has a right?
That's a very good question. The person with the barking dog could say, listen, they're not barking that loudly, or it's few and far between, and all dogs bark a little bit. Welcome to New York City, and it's just noise is a factor of life. But when the board is supplied with recordings of incessant barking with a timestamp at 1:30 a.m., right? Things like that where, well, objectively and subjectively, you'll reach the same conclusion. That's just a little too much. And if that's going on all the time, and if it's a recording from an apartment next door or above that it's getting through the walls, one reasonably is going to surmise that it's too much and it's really negatively impacting the neighbors.
Is the step that a board can really do a nuclear step?
Yeah, absolutely. Under most proprietary leases, nuisances are outlined as one of the bases for terminating a proprietary lease, but the notice has to give a certain amount of time to cure the nuisance and address it. And if in the board's discretion that nuisance hasn't been corrected, the next step is to send a notice of termination of lease, which again is pretty nuclear. But if the situation isn't fixed, then it's going to be a problem. It's just if somebody sits in their co-op apartment and listens to their television or stereo on volume 10 all day and all night. Eventually, the co-op is going to have to act to do something, maybe even a little draconian seeming, to address the problem. And nothing wakes somebody up better than the potential to have their proprietary lease terminated.
And if the board sends such a notice, do they actually have to follow through with it?
No, they don't. They can send a notice. They can negotiate as much as they see fit to say, okay, now we really have the shareholders' attention. Let's put off the termination date. We're going to agree to hold off on it. The board has very wide latitude to do what it wants to resolve this, but it also has the latitude to press things as hard as it deems necessary. Yes. So if I served you with a notice of termination because you refused to do something with your pet in the 30 days before that, I said, please, Carol, do something. If you came to me and then said, Stephen, you represent the board, please go talk to the board. I hear you loud and clear. Here are receipts for the doggy's annex. Here's what I've done X, Y, and Z. Here's the receipt for the paid therapist. I've enrolled the dog 4 days a week. Whatever you were to come to me with, I would take it to the board. And in all likelihood, a reasonable board would say, okay, I see some progress being made now. Let's see what the neighbors see, if they can see a difference. So to answer your question, yes, they do have the power to extend that.
And this issue can work for emotional support pets also?
That's an added wrinkle, right? Because if it's a no pet building, the shareholder who has the barking dog claims that the barking dog is also an emotional support pet. It's very difficult to oust emotional support pets, even if it's a not pet building. But what I found to be successful over the years is arguing that you're a shareholder who has a pet in a no pet building, and there's an exception to the rule there for you, shareholder. We can't let your emotional support needs for a dog trump the rights of all other shareholders in the building. And the analogy I always give is if you're in a no pet building and you, God forbid, lose your sight and need a seeing eye dog, yes, I'm sure an exception will be made. But when that seeing eye dog bites everybody as it walks through the lobby and in the elevators, that's a problem. So your rights having that emotional support pet can't trump the rights of others.
Well said. Thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Good to see you.